Rain will continue to be lacking across the Midwest this week, even though temperatures are much less oppressive. And it looks as though the afternoon temperatures will run in the 80s and lower 90s through a fair amount of this week. Precipitation will be minimal across a big part of the region, so we're still going to be seeing crop stress in many areas. It will not be absolutely dry, though. There will be a few scattered showers that will come and go across the Midwest, but the majority of the precipitation is just not likely to be enough to counter evaporation. A few hundredths of an inch to a half inch of moisture will occur most often, and I would say that the majority of the precipitation will be too erratic to really have any meaningful impact on the majority of the region. Now, later this week, probably Thursday into Saturday, we will see a little increase in precipitation in the northwestern Corn Belt. This will be mostly from the eastern parts of the Dakotas down into northern Nebraska, and from there eastward into Minnesota and parts of western Wisconsin. Some of the rain that occurs in this region will run a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some 1.5 inch amounts possible. Certainly the precipitation will be welcome and should go at least a little ways in helping to maintain favorable crop conditions. The precipitation doesn't reach very far to the south or to the east, and that is going to maintain some crop stresses in those areas, and we'll continue to need to monitor those areas. The second week of the outlook is up for debate, at least as far as the models is concerned. The majority of the models are still suggesting a warmer temperature bias will be back next week, but not as oppressively hot as that of this past weekend. Of course, temperatures over the past few days have peaked out Saturday, and we saw the southern two-thirds of the Midwest see temperatures in the upper 90s to 108 degrees. It was a terribly hot weekend and very stressful for summer crops, and it looks as though that most of that kind of heat is gone for a while. However, the European model forecast suggested that perhaps about 10 days from now, we could see a stronger ridge of high pressure back over the eastern Midwest. And if that verifies, the heat will come back and be more potentially damaging to some of the other crops across the region besides corn. We'll continue to monitor the situation closely. The European model has at times this summer performed better than the GFS model. We'll continue to watch both to see what kind of a solution we'll have for next week. In the meantime, this week's weather is high confidence that we'll see a limited amount of rainfall and seasonable temperatures that will still continue to support some crop stress across the area. The greatest rain this week will occur to the south of the Midwest from the lower Mississippi River Basin through the Tennessee River Basin to portions of Virginia and North Carolina. Rain totals in some of this region will run from 3/4 of an inch to 2.5 inches, with some local totals maybe getting upwards to 3 and 4 inches, but that'll stay outside of the Midwest. It will also rain this week in the southern U.S. plains, where some of the cotton as well as corn and peanut country will likely get a little bit of relief to dryness there. But again, the Midwest will miss out on most of this. We'll have our next opportunity for increased precipitation in the Midwest to occur at some point in time next week. Rain totals at that time will probably run 3/10 to 8/10, maybe local amount over an inch or so, but I'm not too excited about significant amounts of rain for the heart of the Midwest. Temperatures next week will run mid-80s through the mid-90s. That'll continue to keep the stress going for those areas that do not get as much moisture as they should at this time of the year. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.